Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Okay. Shaq, it's time to ask the question that I ask you at the top of every show.
Yeah.
Here's your question. Should Rachel get a banana suit as a Halloween costume?
Hell yeah.
You think so?
Hell,
you're enthusiastic about it, even.
That sounds great. A banana suit. What is it, like a literal banana, or just a banana colored, like a yellow suit?
I believe she wants to dress up as an anthropomorphic banana.
I support that. That sounds fun.
All right. Everybody, check us out at Six Unseemly on all social media and unseemlyquestions.com. Welcome to Six Unseemly Questions. I'm your host, Victor Varnado. This is my sidekick, Shaq Stanley.
Hola.
All right. For Spanish speakers out there, we have a great contestant on the show today. Everybody, put your hands together for Dwayne Kennedy. All right. Welcome. Awesome.
Thanks for having me, everybody.
And in the studio audience is Rachel Teichman. All right. Welcome
Hello.
To the audience.
Yeah, I was hoping Rachel would be here.
Well, she is.
Glad to be here.
I'm going to explain how the show works, and we're going to get started. I'm going to ask you six unseemly questions. At the end of each question, I'll ring a bell if I like your answer, like this. However, if I do not like your answer, I'll not ring a bell, and I'll tell you why. Regardless of how many bells you get, at the end of the show, I will decide whether or not it's worth giving you five whole dollars. Are you ready?
No.
Oh, very sassy, Dwayne. Right out the box. All right, it's time for question number one. Question number one. Have you ever made homemade popsicles?
Yes.
You have?
Yes, I have.
When was the last time, would you say?
Oh, man. Not recently. I don't know. When did I make home? Maybe I stepped out there on that one before I really confirmed with myself. When I was a kid, I made a homemade popsicle kit. You know what? I didn't do that at all. What am I talking about?
A homemade popsicle kit?
I've frozen Kool-Aid in a cup. That's what I've done.
What flavor?
I think it was cherry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what I've done.
So you did Kool-Aid in the cup, did you like imagine the popsicle kit like in your false memory or something?
You know what? I have seen popsicle kits, and then that kind of merged with my freezing some Kool-Aid. You know, I was trying to make myself seem more legitimate than I was on the popsicle tip.
I get it. But thank you for admitting that. Here's the bell.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. All you got to do on the show is admit to lies and failing. Oh, man. You might as well give me the $3. I mean,
there's a little more to the show than that. There's a little more to the show than that. It's not just admitting failures and lies.
Okay.
It is time for question number two. But before we do that, can you tell people out there what you do?
What do I do?
Yes, you're a contestant, and this is the part where tell people out there what you do.
Okay, well, I don't make popsicles. We cleared that up. I am a supervising producer on a little show called United Shades of America with W. Kamau Bell.
All right.
And I do stand-up comedy. That's what I really do, you know.
Yeah, those are both great professions.
Yes, that's how we met, Victor. I don't know if you remember us meeting.
I do, actually.
Yes, years
I do.
Years ago.
I am only acting like an idiot right now.
What do you mean? You know,
when you do stand up, do you ever sit on the stool?
Sometimes, yeah.
Nice.
Sit on the stool, lay on the floor. You know, lay on the floor with a stool on me. You know, all kinds of things. Yeah, depends. hang on the mic, whatever, get reflective. You know how it goes. If they're laughing, it's comedy. If they're not, it's a TED Talk.
Sure.
If it's informative, I guess.
Yes. Well, I guess you will know, informative or not, the audience is learning, even to learn like, hey, I have learned to never come see this cat ever again.
But I mean, TED Talks are more straightforward, though.
Yeah. But now I think Netflix is starting to bridge the gap between stand-up and TED Talks, you know?
Mm. Oh, that is a lot of shade on a lot of people's specials.
No. I'm up in the TED Talk.
I feel the same way. I've seen some Netflix specials that confused me as well.
Yeah.
All right. It is now time for question number two. Question number two. What's the last gift you gave?
Man, does money count? No.
For a lot of people, I think it does.
I just gave my niece $100 this morning for her birthday.
Oh, wow. Happy birthday, Dwayne's niece.
Yeah.
Right. Now, here's a question. Mm-hmm. How old was she? Because that will determine how much impact that $100 has on her.
Oh, wow.
How happy she is for that $100.
Oh, man, Victor, you asked the tough ones. Well, she's 24.
Oh.
I mean, that's still pretty good.
Yeah, I think she's still pretty happy. $100 is still pretty good. Yeah. $100 is good.
Yeah, that's like
$100. You know, but if she was like 12, she would have lost her mind.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. If she were 12, she'd have a drug problem by now. But thanks for the 100. I'm going to go get hooked on something.
All right. Yeah. I'm going to say no bell on that just because 24 of the $100 has a different type of impact than for a 12-year-old. So it's not your fault. It's just the fault that your niece is all grown up. That's all.
I got it. Yeah, it's context. Yeah.
Yep. There you go. All right. Now time for question number three. Question number three. Of the people here, who do you think you could beat in a sword fight?
Well, I'm going to have to say you, Victor.
Now, is it because, are you picking me because you think I, as far as sword fighting goes in this group, I'm the alpha? Or are you picking me because you think I'm the weakest and you couldn't beat Rachel or Shaq?
Well, I feel as host of this show that you should be the one to get, you know, I was going to say sliced, but that sounds harsh, but just, you should be the one to engage in a sword fight.
If you don't even like saying the word slice, do you think you'd be good in a sword fight?
Yes, because I have to get it over with. You know what I mean? I don't want to continue to slice. Just one run, just run you right through. And then,
All right, so you really think you could beat me in a sword fight?
Yes, I do. Yes. Now that the more I think about it, the more sure I am.
All right, no bell. I'll tell you why, because you're arrogant.
Okay. All right. You got to be confident in a sword fight, brother. You don't want to go tentatively into a sword fight. You know what I mean? You don't want to back into a sword fight.
Well, I don't know. I feel like you could probably beat me in a sword fight for a couple of... Well, actually, you know, there's a lot of factors. Okay, here's the thing. First of all, I am legally blind, okay? That is a factor in your favor, okay? Mm-hmm. But I am also a black belt in Taekwondo, all right? So that's a factor in possibly my favor.
Yeah, possibly.
But if you get on my peripheral vision where I can't see you... It's all good.
Well, I mean, and honestly, that's what I was factoring in, your vision. Honestly, that's what I was factoring in. I didn't want to just say that, but that's why I thought I could take you in the sword fight. And I'm not even, I could score points. Now, you know what I mean? I wouldn't be trying to do you severe harm, but.
I get it. I mean, I wouldn't want to sword fight you. I don't want to hurt you in any way, actually. But I did want to know if you thought you could take me in a sword fight.
Yeah, and that's where all my violence occurs, just right in here, not out in the world.
Uh-huh.
You know? Yeah. You know how you always say, man, I want to do so-and-so to that so-and-so, but you don't do anything. You know?
Right.
That's where I'm at, here.
I hear you.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. It's time for question number four. Question number four. What do you think is fun that most people don't?
Being sitting still, thinking. I mean, I think all you all enjoy that as well. But a lot of people seem like they always have to, let's do something. Well, I am doing something. I'm thinking. I like thinking, you know, sitting still, thinking. I think that's fun.
Where do you think that comes from, that you like sitting and thinking?
Just my nature, I guess, you know. It's just my nature.
Have you been that way since you've been young?
Yes. Yeah. I have. I enjoy a good stillness and a good think.
So like when you were young, did people like say that you were spacing out? Because that's like what they called it when I was younger.
No, they would just say, how can you be so quiet?
Now we call it dissociating.
Stop throwing your therapy around here.
Whoa.
Throwing your therapy degree around.
But thanks though. Thanks. No one was on the house. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah. Yeah. So people would accuse you of spacing out. Is that what you said, Victor? Like,
yeah, when I was younger.
Mm-hmm. Spacing out. Yeah. So I take it you thought a lot as well. I mean, I think most people who do in the arts particularly, and because I'm more familiar with this stand-up specifically, that's what you find, man. You know, people like this. Or if you're talking to other comedians, you're talking about ideas and things, but just do a lot of thinking, a lot of sitting and thinking, which is, I think, so funny because when, I don't know what you all experience has been, but sometimes if you meet somebody after you've come off stage, like somebody from the audience, and they want to hang out, they want to do stuff, man, we should go. I know where a party is and we can go. And because they think they saw you on stage, that's what you like to do, because, you know, they associate that with, or that type of activity with, you like to do everything. I don't like to do everything. I don't like to do most things.
Nice.
You're a man after Shaq's heart.
Yeah. I can relate to that.
All right. But good talk.
Oh, man. Okay. The bell. Yeah. That calls for some pineapple juice.
All right.
Pina.
I'm actually drinking orange juice with carbonated water mixed together.
Oh, you made
I'm not drinking because I'm dehydrated.
You're dehydrated?
A little bit, yeah.
From drinking alcohol?
No, just from not drinking.
Oh. All right, cool.
All right.
There's no water in your area?
No, there's water.
Okay.
So drink some water.
Why? Listen, she's trying to pull focus, and you're letting her do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I get it.
You see how you're walking right into her trap?
Gotcha. I feel for it.
All right. It is time for question number five. Question number five.
All right. Question number five.
Tell me one of your regrets.
How long is the show, brother? Is this a 9-parter? Because, woo!
Well, he did say, tell me one of your regrets.
Well, still, then that segues into this. And every one of my regrets. Okay, how about this? Can I tell you something that I regret about myself more so than one of a particular act or, you know, in action? Because I regret not being braver. That's what I regret. I mean, you know, I try to be brave. I just regret not having taken certain chances in life, just not having been braver. I don't know. Does that count?
I think that absolutely does count. And I understand that.
Yeah. So that's why I took this show, actually. When Rachel reached out to me, hey, you want to do the show? Yeah, I'm going to do it. Everything. I'm everything. That's because, you know, I just started going back on stage.
Same here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just getting used to it again.
Yeah. I went up like last weekend for the first time in like over 2.5 years.
Wow. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I'm just always have to, you know, gird myself and just kind of encourage myself to take chances and to just accept things. Because I'm always, my first reaction is always to not do something, is to pull back, is to say no, you know, generally. And so when Rachel reached out to this, I just said, yeah, I'm going to do it. I didn't even know what it was, you know. And now that I know what it is, I do regret that I did it. Still, no, but you know what I mean? So yeah, just I wish I had been braver in my life, and I tried now to be braver, to take chances to some degree. I still won't go in the ocean, but that's neither here nor there.
I mean, you don't want to do that. Sea monsters.
No, I can't really swim. I don't swim well enough to go in large bodies of water.
Oh. Nice. I thought that was a great answer.
That was a great answer.
Oh, wow. That was a good answer.
Okay.
Time for question number six. Question number six. Will you do an impression of Scooby-Doo?
Scooby-Doo is...
Pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty. That's Scooby-Doo.
Pretty accurate.
All right.
Shaq, will you do an impression of Scooby-Doo?
No.
Why not? Why don't you like to have fun?
Because I'm cool, man. I'm trying to.
What?
That was a good one.
I don't know if that's cool.
Doesn't seem to. Well, I don't know. I don't know you.
I'm too cool to be doing impersonations of dogs. You know, I gotta stay on brand.
What's your brand?
Cool.
All right.
Cool.
How many cool dudes are? Whoa. I mean, I really enjoy what you do. To be honest, I don't think I can compete with that, and I don't want to embarrass myself. You nailed it, and I can't. You're like the Michael Jordan of Scooby-Doo impersonations. So,
Rachel, will you do an impression of Scooby-Doo?
No.
See?
Oh, man, I'm out here by myself.
She can't, though. That's different.
Wait, what does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Yeah, brother.
No, it's because, like, Shaq is capable. Because
I'm black, I just can automatically do an impersonation of Scooby-Doo?
No. I've seen you do characters. Like, I gauge that you could, and I gauge that she could not do an impression of Scooby-Doo.
I mean, am I physically capable of it? Yeah, probably.
If you do it, Rachel, I'll do it. If you try it, I'll try it.
No, I'm good. Neither of us wants to do this.
See how she's trying to twist everything?
Yeah.
So she doesn't have to do it. It's fine, though. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Okay. My body, my choice.
I like Scooby-Doo. I'm not great at doing the Scooby-Doo impression either. My impression would be like, Ooby-Dooby-Doo!
Oh man. Nah, man. Thumbs down.
Really? Thumbs down?
Unacceptable.
Wait, let me try one more time.
Oh, geez. That was even worse.
I'm going to give you a thumbs up.
Yeah.
Nah, man.
All right.
I'm going to give you a thumbs. What angle is that?
I'm going to say no bell because your impression was better than mine.
See?
So, no do it. Bell.
I'll take that as a prize. The Nobel Prize. See what I'm saying?
Oh,
yes.
No, not that shit again.
Nice. No,
I've never heard people say that on the show all the time.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
I've actually never heard that before.
Me either. Not
well, you're a new co-host. You haven't been here for a long time.
That's true.
That part. Okay.
Well, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed that.
I did too. Up until Victor ruined all my fun.
What device would that be called? Is that a pun?
Yeah, that's a pun.
Okay.
That is a pun. It's all right. Good pun. Well, it is now time to decide whether or not you get $5. You've answered all six questions, so we're going to do that. But before we do, can you tell people out there where to find you?
Well, I'll be in the street.
Yeah, there we go.
I'm not a big social media guy. I mean, I have a Instagram account with three things I've ever posted in life. Nobody's on Facebook anymore. I mean, it depends on who you talk to. You all don't seem like the Facebook type people. What else? What else am I barely participating in? That's about it. I'm on U.S. Mail. I'm on that.
All right.
Yeah. I'm on address. Yeah. That's it. I'm on phone number.
Well, if people want to find you, they can always hire a private detective.
Yeah, there you go. That's how I know you're really intent on having, you know, me be a part of something. Yeah.
All right, everybody. It is now time to decide whether or not you get $5, Dwayne. As we always do, we canvass the room. First of all, starting with Shaq, what do you think? Should Dwayne get $5 for his appearance on the show?
I'm going to say yes. Okay. Because that Scooby-Doo impression was out of this world.
Oh, that hurts. That really hurts me personally.
Hey, man, I'm just telling the truth.
Okay, I'm also telling the truth of my pain.
Okay, well, yeah, I say give him that $5. He earned it. I really enjoyed his time here.
Got it. All right. Okay, Rachel, what, I can't believe I'm saying this, but what do you think he should... Should Dwayne get $5 for his appearance on the show?
I'm going to have to say yes, because he was willing to admit that he cannot beat me in a sword fight. And I appreciate that.
He never
humility.
Said that.
I mean, he did.
It was implied, because he said that, like, of the people in this room, who could he beat? It was you.
Yeah, but
implying
if
he could not beat me.
That does imply that, but it also could mean that he thinks that he could beat all of us if he thinks he could beat the most skilled fighter.
I really think that you are trying to twist his words here.
That is absolutely true.
Yeah, true. I love when words get twisted.
That is true. I am.
Yeah, he's
doing pretty good.
You're the weakest. You'd be the weakest sword fighter of all of us.
Well, so. I'm glad I don't have to choose whether or not to give you two prizes.
My prize is dissing you in this moment.
Your prize is dissing me.
What year is this? 1988?
Like burning?
Yeah.
Okay, roasted. Is. Okay, I roasted you. What do you want me to call it?
Why don't you break out the cabbage patch?
Yeah.
But just keep trying to do it.
Who are you, kid and play?
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, Dwayne. Our interior pettiness is ruining your announcement. But you're the last person we have to ask, Dwayne. What do you think?
I need $5. I need it to pay for therapy with Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right.
Like, man, Rachel, that was really insightful. Thank you for clearing some things up. Here's five.
Even though I am against... I'm against giving money that might possibly go to Rachel. I'm going to say yes. You get $5. Great
thank
job.
Thank you, Victor. I appreciate you all. I want to thank the Academy. And I'm going to do good things with this $5. I'm not going to let it change me. You know, lose my phone number.
No.
All right. Still.
All right. Well, we'll just have to wrap this up. Shaq, what did you learn from this week's show?
I learned that Dwayne is an elite Scooby-Doo impressionist.
Still with this again.
I learned that he would slaughter you in a sword fight.
Okay, all right.
And overall, I just think he's a fascinating guy, and you know, I thought he had a lot of really interesting things to say today. So thanks, man, for being interesting.
Hey, thanks, man. Thanks for listening. Thanks for having me. Thanks.
Way to suck up.
You did. That's how you make it in show business.
True that.
Everybody, check us out at Six Unseemly on all social media and unseemlyquestions.com.
A podcast network. Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.